This is KUT. When transcripts of President Trump's conversations with foreign leaders leaked to the press last week, one line got a lot of attention. It was a reference to local milk people, presumably dairy farmers who the president thought refugees wouldn't work for. Well, it turns out some milk people may be very concerned with the president's immigration policies, as KUT's Mose Bushell reports.
Tiffany Lashmit is an agricultural law specialist for Texas A&M's AgriLife Extension Service, and she has her own podcast for people who work in agriculture.
Welcome to episode number 10 of Ag Law in the Field.
One recent episode was about immigration law. A lot of Texas farms and ranches rely on immigrant labor, and lately they've found themselves facing two challenges. First, they need to figure out what proposed changes to immigration policy mean for their business.
There's a concern, like I say, from sort of a labor shortage standpoint, you know, about are we going to be able to have enough folks that are willing and able to work in some of the agriculture industry.
Second, they're confronting increased immigration audits. That's where ICE shows up at your farm to check your employment records.
It's definitely happening.
Particularly, it seems, in the dairy industry.
Well, we have had some increased activity with some ICE audits and looking at some dairies and looking at their employees. And truthfully, we're kind of in the middle of that right now.
Darren Turley is the executive director of the Texas Association of Dairymen. He says a lot of dairy farms have trouble hiring locally, so they rely on immigrant labor.
So if I'm getting the right Social Security number and things like that, there's no way for me to check that. And then, of course, we don't want to. That's not what we're here for. We're trying to do our job of milk the cows.
He says in the long term, he'd like all the rhetoric about immigration policy to resolve into something concrete.
Having some guidance here on where we're headed the next 2 years and just kind of giving us some way to set ourselves for the right direction, and that way we know where we need to go and what we need to do would be as much as anything we could ask for.
And in the short term, lawyer Tiffany Lashmit says it's a good idea for people working in agriculture to bone up on their rights and responsibilities under federal law in case ICE comes knocking. Mose Bushell, KUT News.